the most anticipated game of the weekend, Sunday night, Bills over Ravens, Josh versus Lamar for the right to face off against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs next weekend in the AFC Championship. The Bills prevail in a close one, and to break it down and talk about it, give us a little reaction from Buffalo. We bring in Sal Capaccio. Sal is a Bills reporter, sideline guy, and host of Extra Point on WGR in Buffalo. Hey, Sal, how are you?
Pretty good. Wild night, of course. Still pretty hectic here, you know, trying to just get everything done, as you guys know, in this business, right? I mean, like tonight, there's still a lot to unpack for sure, but doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for hopping on. I know you have a lot of content still to create before you sleep tonight. Let's start with just some of the reaction from players, coaches, and what you're hearing. This was a game that, if I look at least, you know, based on a box score, the Bills win, obviously, 27-25, what matters, but they got outgained a lot yardage-wise, 416 to 273, and what this ultimately kind of comes down to is, you know, Bills don't make the mistakes, and it felt like the Ravens did.
Yeah, it's how the Bills have played all year, though, to be honest with you, and if you look at, you know, how they've been able to, you know, get to the position they're in, they led the NFL in turnover differential. Josh Allen has been excellent with protecting the football this year, again was today. The team has been excellent protecting the football. They were again today, and they've been very opportunistic taking the ball away, and you saw the three turnovers that they caused today and forced against Lamar Jackson and against, you know, Mark Andrews. So, you know, that's really the big story of how they got to the end result today, but that's been their MO really through, you know, 19 games, whatever they played so far here. And, you know, it's something that they've, you know, you don't know how sustainable it is, but it certainly has been as the season's gone on. And it was again tonight, obviously, and it was a big reason.
Yeah, and surprising maybe that Lamar Jackson was so good this regular season. And for both of these players, the two leading MVP candidates, there's always that, you know, who's going to break through versus Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? Who's going to win a Super Bowl? Lamar Jackson, there's been regular season Lamar, playoff Lamar. Only four interceptions all season long. So the Ravens, were not turning the ball over a lot. But we get to this game, and to your point, it was the Ravens that did that. The Bills, it's an interesting Josh Allen that we're seeing this year. I made the point earlier on the station here that coming into the season, I thought no Stephon Diggs, no, you know, Gabe Davis, that this was almost a transition year for the Bills, and that offense would take a step backward. And yet it seemed that by not having that featured guy he had to feed, that it freed up a different Josh Allen who seemed to elevate everyone around him. What did you see in Buffalo?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think you hit the nail on the head. And listen, you weren't wrong. In fact, the team's own GM, Brandon Bean, called it a transition year. Those were the exact words to us at training camp. But transition didn't have to mean step back. I think that's where a lot of people, you know, got it wrong. And you weren't the only one. A lot of people thought that. I mean, any show I would want in August, and people would say, oh, what about the Bills? It feels like they're kind of transitioning. You know, they're getting rid of some guys with the salary cap. No Stephon Diggs, no Gabe Davis, no Jordan Poyer, no Micah Hyde, no Mitch Morse. Mm-hmm. You know, the list went on. And, you know, the Bills had said from the beginning, look, it's a different year, no doubt, but they still have Josh Allen, and they're going to be, you know, still going to be competing. I think what none of us counted on was Josh to be, you know, this good with the football. You know, he's obviously – What we love about Josh Allen here in Buffalo is the fact that he has the Superman plays, the high reel plays. But if you're going to live with those, if you're going to take those, you're going to have to live with the fact that you're going to have some turnover sometimes. And he's been so excellent at taking care of the football this year. He really makes the right decision. He's so dialed in with offensive coordinator Joe Brady. But that's exactly why this team is in the position they're in, is because Josh Allen is still giving you the wow Superman plays, but he's not turning the ball over. He's not giving it to the other team. And that's been a great transformation for him here in year number seven.
Yeah, if I had told you, I don't know, before the game or even before the season, that the Bills were going to win a playoff game and Josh Allen was going to throw for 127 yards, I think we all would have been surprised. But yet, I said earlier, I thought that there was a Mahomesian quality to Josh Allen and the Bills and how they played this game, in that they let the other team make the mistakes. They never made the mistakes or put the ball in harm's way. And yes, it was close and it could have gone to overtime. And then, or Josh Allen could have had the ball for a signature, you know, minute and 40 seconds to go drive for a field goal, all of that. But it just felt like, you know, it's been really interesting to watch. I, for all the talent, as you said, he had that, I don't know, maybe almost that Brett Favre quality of, yeah, you have to take the mistakes because he's the swashbuckler and all of that. It felt like his game has gotten smarter this year and gotten to another level with that. And so how does that shape them up? I had a Bills fan caller on earlier who, of course, is quite giddy and is very confident of next week's game and thought they should be the favorites because they beat the Chiefs in the regular season. And I was sort of throwing that out the window. Playoffs are playoffs. How do you think this version of Mahomes and this version of the Bills match up for a playoff game against the Chiefs?
Well, listen, we know the Bills have beaten the Chiefs, you know, each of the last 4 years in the regular season. I think that's what it is. But we know that the Chiefs have gotten better than the Bills in the playoffs. And, you know, in those two playoff games recently, you know, 2020, the COVID year, they did play the AFC Championship in Kansas City. The Bills weren't quite ready for that moment. You know, but since then, of course, the following year, it's the 13 seconds game, but Josh Allen walks off the field with the lead and the Bills lose with 13 seconds left. Last year, Josh Allen and the Bills have the ball late. They drive down. They couldn't get that one critical play. So it's been very, very close in the playoffs. And I do think that, you know, this version of the Bills is very well equipped to go to Kansas City and not only give the Chiefs a game, but maybe beat them. They beat them there. They've seen it happen. They've done it. They've beaten the Chiefs, you know, at their place. And let's be honest, we've all seen the Chiefs this year, and they don't seem like they're the juggernaut offense. That's, you know, for sure. But what you said earlier is right. They force you to make a mistake, and they're going to capitalize on your mistake. But that's been the Bills' MO this year. So I'm very curious how these two teams, you know, go at it and match up. But, you know, I guess, you know, coming into this year, a lot of people would expect Kansas City to be where they are. I don't think a lot of people expected the Bills to be where they are. So I think they go to Kansas City knowing, and I don't think they'll be favored. They shouldn't be favored. It's Kansas City, two-time defending champs. They're at home. They're at Arrowhead. They haven't lost all season long. But I think the Bills are very confident. And that's the one thing about this team that, you know, has shown through, too, is, you know, over the last several years, this is the kind of game the Bills would lose. Yep. And I say that because they would, something would happen where they would make a mistake. It would get tight. The 13 seconds game. Last year, the critical plays against Kansas City down the stretch. This year, this team has played freer. It's played looser. And a lot of that is from their head coach, Sean McDermott, who himself has become a little looser, has become a little freer. I think he has allowed his team to, you know, not be so tight because of that. And I do think that translates, that matters. And it feels like there's just more of a looseness. That goes back to what you said earlier, too, about no Stephon Diggs on the team, and there's not this pressure to, there's not these big personalities surrounding Josh Allen. It's a whole bunch of just guys who love playing football together, and I think that matters.
It's interesting when you say Sean McDermott, a guy who, at least, you know, from the outside, and when you see him on the sidelines, you listen to him historically, has seemed very intense, you know, kind of highly strung, highly wound. And yet this year I'm struck by that image from, I don't know, a few weeks ago in the season of snow angels in the end zone. You know, there's Sean McDermott and Josh Allen doing snow angels after the game in the end zone. And not to, I don't know, and, you know, not to say that matters one way or the other, but when you talked about McDermott and his evolution in our parts, this is going back a number of years ago, but we watched a transformation of Tom Coughlin, where he was very, obviously very intense, and that remained. But in terms of his relationship with his players and not being as intense and uptight with them and building a deeper connection and relationship with them. And when that happened, it unlocked a different level with that team that freed them up, obviously, to ultimately win a couple Super Bowl titles. But so it's interesting, is maybe this is where we're watching something with a head coach and the, you know, next level of intelligence of what was always a physically gifted quarterback, moving to another level and we'll find out. But the other thing, finally, before I let you go, is just, you know, what would it mean to the city of Buffalo to get past there and get back to a Super Bowl after all these years? And obviously, you know, again, in these parts, we think about wide right and 0-for-4 with the Marv Levy years and having those great teams and never breaking through for such an outstanding football city.
Well, you know, that's what this franchise, unfortunately, is known for by a lot of people, right, is going to those Super Bowls and losing them. And but we went through 17 years of not even being in the playoffs until Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean showed up, and then Josh Allen showed up the year later after they broke the playoff drought. And there's been some playoff failures here recently that they're kind of known for, as this group is known for. And, you know, our psyche is very much tied to the Buffalo Bills here in this region, as you know. You know, this is not New York or Chicago or L.A. This is a very college-y type atmosphere. And it was true on display today, by the way. It was loud as heck. It was great inside the stadium today. But, you know, we really do. Our psyche is attached to this football team. And, you know, that's what it would mean. It would mean to... But the other part of it is getting over Kansas City, right? That's been the big bad team. That's been the dragon to slay, and they haven't been able to do it. You hear all the time from the national pundits, well, it doesn't matter. It's Kansas City will be Buffalo. Kansas City will be Buffalo because they've done it. And I think that, you know, that's another part of this. You know, today was big for the reason that, you know, this team has bowed out in this round for three straight years, the divisional round, at home for three straight years. And this would have been four. And I don't know if any team's ever lost in the playoffs in the same round at home. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's not the case. They've never done that. So, you know, to get over that hurdle was another one today. And I just think it's a mindset of what Sean has created. And I will say this, just to piggyback on your point, just so people know, Sean has always had a very great, awesome relationship with his players. When I talk about him loosening up a little bit, I think Sean, he's always been just somebody who has to have his finger on every little detail of the organization. And I think that now he's a big culture guy. I think his evolution is what happened is, his culture runs itself now, if that makes sense. He trusts everybody to understand what they're supposed to do, be where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. And as much as he has those great relationships, he's always had them, I think that now he trusts everyone to do what they're supposed to be doing, and he doesn't have to be on top of every little single detail, which then you can kind of get in the weeds a little bit too much.
Yeah, could he come to New York and show a couple football teams in these parts how to do that? Because that would be nice.
Well, isn't that funny that, you know, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll both came from the Bills, obviously, as you know.
Yep.
And, you know, and you know, I think the Jets are a different breed. They're a mess right now. We know that. They just can't seem to get, you know, their organization right. But it is the same point here where you can't just replicate. It's the same reason that Bill Belichick assistants don't just go on to become great head coaches. You try to be someone else, you're not going to be. You have to be yourself. I think Brian Daboll is an excellent coach. I think Joe Shane is an excellent front office executive. But you can't just transfer what you have in one place to another. You really have to surround yourself with the right people and have the right vision and be in line. I've always said, and I don't know if this is true, I always believed that if Josh Allen was drafted by the New York Jets, he wouldn't be Josh Allen today, because they wouldn't surround him and develop him and really nurture him the way he needed to be with the right people. And I think if Sam Darnold had been drafted by the Bills in that draft, he wouldn't be Josh Allen. But maybe he'd be the kind of Darnold we're seeing like this past year, a little bit earlier in his career. So I think those things truly do matter. And for someone here, myself, who's covered this team through, what, four or five regimes now, and head coaches, I said four head coaches, grew up here, watched the 90s, watched the playoff drought. That never really crystallized to me until this group came along with McDermott and Bean and now Josh Allen, and how much it matters to have front office and head coach with the same vision and synergy that all are on the same page and understand what the objective is.
Yeah, really well said. And we've made the same point, I have, others on our station, about Josh Allen and Sam Darnold. I think you're exactly right. If you flipped those two scenarios, certainly Sam Darnold could have had a, been that version we saw with the Vikings. And if he had been drafted by the Jets, Josh Allen, look, you know, he's still, there's a lot of talent there, but I think he would be, I think he'd still have accuracy issues. I think he'd be playing hero ball and throwing the ball all over the lot and, you know, making turnovers. And it just would be a very different situation. And that's just the reality of where we're at here. All right. Well, the Bills get a big win, and obviously, you mentioned that they had lost in the divisional round 3 years in a row. This would have been the fourth at home. They get through this round, but still, I think the off-season narrative, if they can't, it is so big for legacy next week. If the if the Bills can win and get to the Super Bowl and get past Mahomes, you know, sort of everything's different. If they don't, then I would assume, Sal, the off-season conversation, as great a season and maybe MVP type season as Josh Allen has had, as much improvement in what we've seen and this Bills franchise and taking another step forward, if they can't get past Mahomes and the Chiefs next weekend, isn't that like the narrative no matter what in the offseason again?
Probably. In some way, shape, or form. I think, though, that this team really did exceed expectations this year. So I think the realistic Bills fans would understand that this team still, you know, did a lot more than what a lot of people thought they would accomplish given the, you know, changes that were made here. And I think that's, you know, the realistic part. But sure, I think nationally, looking the outside, it would be more on Sean McDermott than Josh Allen, for sure. It would be, you know, he can't get over the hump. He can't get them to the Super Bowl. He's been in this position. He has Josh Allen. You know, that will probably be it. But as I sit here and the snow is falling at Highmark Stadium and the ground is very white, I hope we don't have to tackle that question after next Sunday.
We'll see. A great matchup ahead of us. Looking forward to that. Sal Capaccio does a great job covering. You can follow him on X, on Twitter. Really appreciate the time. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.